that one is?
Married with Children.
That one is.
And yes, I'm listening to TV theme song Name That Tune again on this lovely local radio show that I often listen to in the evenings. Come on now, caller. Think Al Bundy and Peg and Bud and Kelly and their sleazy household.
Take a wild stab at it.
Marriage. Love and marriage. Come on now. Oh, it's last. I should have called it.
All right, Heather, you know what we're going to do? We are going to put you on hold. You are our leader. Someone's got to get four, remember, because they got to beat you. So you're in a good spot here. We're going to put you on hold. Do not hang up. And I will try to press the right button here so I don't hang up on you. Okay, Heather is on hold, which brings us now to Jennifer. Jennifer, how are you this evening?
Hey, I'm pretty good. How are you?
Pretty. Now, see, I said the same thing. You're supposed to say I'm great.
I am great. Well, okay. On the radio.
Well, there you go. Okay. Jennifer, you can have that last song if you want it, or you can have a new one. What would you like?
I'll have the last one.
What was the last one?
Married with Children.
Married with Children. And you know what Heather just did, right? Heather just smacked her forehead because she knew it. She just couldn't find the name to it. So that's okay. You stole it. It counts. You got one. You're on the board, Jennifer. Good start. Let's see if you can get song number two.
All right. Sounds good.
Oh, that's got to be 18?
Do you know what that one is?
No, I don't. I have no idea what that one is.
Oh, rats.
Jennifer, not to worry. Thanks for calling. Call back again some other time. We'd love to have you back. Let's go to Alan. Alan, how are you this evening?
I'm great.
See, there we go. We're
somebody knew the correct answer.
Excellent. I was going to tell you now. You should just say I'm okay. But no, you're great. Do you know what that last one was, or would you like a new song?
A-Team.
Absolutely right. Yeah, that's another one of those great... There's a lot of great TV music. That's why we keep doing this. But, all right, Alan, well done. You are on the board. Now, remember, Heather got three, so you got to get four in order to knock her off the pedestal, but you're off to a good start. Let's see if you can get number two and keep rolling. Here's number two. Anything about that one?
Get Smart?
Good guess.
No.
Not the right show, though, Alan. But thank you for the call. Really appreciate it. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Let me go to Peter. By the way, we have a couple lines open. 905-645-3221. Or star 9900 if you want to get in and be waiting to jump in if someone falters. But right now we got Peter on the line. Peter, how are you?
Peter.
Hello, Peter.
Peter Wabbit.
Great.
That's okay. There you go. Excellent job, Peter. Thanks for joining us tonight. That last one. Do you like that last one? Do you want to guess that last one, or would you like a new one?
The Odd Couple.
The Odd Couple is absolutely right. You know, I think we're on one of those shows tonight. We're on one of those roles where everybody knows the song except the one they get.
Yeah.
Well, let's see if we can change
that. That would be why I haven't called yet, because I'm afraid that'll happen to me.
You got one. You've got to get four to take the lead, but one at a time here, Peter. Here is your second song. See if you can get this one.
Survivor?
You are.
Ah, yes, I did know it. Woohoo!
Not really.
It's okay, as long as you knew the song.
That was a lucky guess,
love the show.
I never
That's
used
okay.
to watch
you
that.
On, you got two now. That was excellent. Well done. Here is your third song. Let's see if you can keep rolling.
Come on. Oh, dear. This is one of these ones
where
when I hear it, I'm going to kick myself.
All right, Peter, what's that one?
Just picture Dick Van Dyke tripping over an ottoman there.
You pictured absolutely correctly. Now, is that your era, or do you just remember that from the clips?
It's the tail end of my era.
Okay, Peter, you are rolling here. You are doing very well. You are now tied
yes,
with Heather. So,
wait for my time.
Correct,
what did you used to watch?
We will say goodnight to Heather, and she can try again another time. If you get this one wrong, Heather remains our leader, and she will try and keep fighting to win those blue rodeo tickets. Here is
blue rodeo tickets.
You can get this one.
Oh. Oh my gosh. Oh. I'm going to kick myself when I hear this. This is so familiar. What is this?
Oh, I have no clue. I have to guess.
Take a wild stab. May as well.
Dr. Quinn, medicine woman or something. I don't know.
But that was, hey, it was a great guest. But listen, Peter, thank you for playing.
Oh,
I appreciate you
coming
tonight. Thanks.
Sorry.
Let us go to Jim. Jim, how are you?
I'm fine.
Excellent.
That sounds so familiar.
Would you like that one or would you like a new one?
No, no idea.
Okay, well, amazingly, I got two texts from people telling me that one, and maybe the only one they know. Wings was the answer to that one.
Oh.
But they're not playing, so their guesses don't count.
Okay,
yours do, though, Jim. So you get a fresh one. Here is your first song. See if you can get on the board with this one.
Oil Be Jiggered. I get very sad, Panda, if I didn't know what that was. I used to watch that all the time.
I bet you can get on the board with that one.
The Flintstones.
Yeah, absolutely right, sir. Well done. Excellent job. Now, did you watch Flintstones?
Yes.
Yes. Were you? Now, I don't know how old you are. Obviously, were you one of those kids that came home at lunch from school to watch the Flintstones?
I watch the Flintstones all the time.
All right.
All the time.
Okay, Jim. That is one. Got a little work to do still, though. Let's see if you can get song number two.
Come on, Jimbo. That would be the X-Files, if I'm not mistaken.
Any guess?
The X-Files.
You are correct, sir. Well done. That sounded like it was pulling it from the back of the brain somewhere.
I never watched the show, but it just sounded like that would be the X-Files.
Well, hey, great guess. Great job to figure that one out. That was a tough one, but you got that one right. So, you are now moving closer and closer. You got to get four. You have got two. That's way better than having none. Let's see if you can get song number three.
And that would be Friends.
What do you think, Jim?
He played that last
one. What do you think about that one?
Come on, Jimbo.
Friends.
You are correct, sir. Which puts you in the exact position Peter was about a minute and a half ago. If you get this one right, you become our new leader. If you get this one wrong, Heather remains our leader. And we say goodnight to you. So, it's on the line for you right now. If you can get this one right, then you are going to be the one who, with not a ton of time left in this segment, is in a very good position to win the ticket. So, as Luke cues up the song, here is song number four. See if you can get this one.
Okay, I don't know that.
Jim, what do you think about that one?
Come on, take a look, I guess.
I have no idea.
Oh,
Jim, great playing. Thanks for calling.
Darn.
Appreciate it. Call again another time. Love to have you.
Thank
you. Got time for maybe, well, we'll see how many we can get in here. We got a couple minutes left. Let's go to Walter. Walter, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Excellent. I am wonderful. Thank you. Now, we got to move quickly here, Walter, because we are a little bit short on time, but would you like that one or would you like a new one?
A new one.
Okay, that was That 70s Show.
Here
is your first one, Walter. Let's see if you can get this one.
Yeah! One of my favorite shows of all time.
What do you think, Walter?
Seinfeld,
absolutely
yes.
Right. No hesitation whatsoever. Were you a big Seinfeld watcher?
Not really.
Oh! Well, I'm going to charge you as homework then to go and watch
traitor.
An episode of Seinfeld to broaden your base and your horizons. One of my favorites. All right, Walter, here is song number two. See if you can get this one.
One of my very favorite shows.
Wait. Any idea what that one is?
Big Bang Theory.
Walter, love having you on here. Thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you. Come on,
people. We have time for, let's go to John, and we'll see if we can. John, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. Would you like, now we got to move quickly, so I will cut out all the small talk. Would you like that one, or would you like a new one?
New one.
That was the Big Bang Theory. So, John, very quickly, you've got to get to four. We've got enough time for you to take a stab at it. Here is your first one. See if you can get this.
What would you do if I sang out of tune?
Oh, is that the Wonder Years?
Would you stand up and walk out?
Now, John, I always make a point of trying to give some clues in the first one. Not Friends. It was Joe Cocker singing that song. This is a really hard one for our first one. You got a bad draw, I'll be honest with you, tonight. Think of Fred Savage back in the 1960s.